Plenty of items to discuss on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Some football news, coordinators talking in Iowa City today, some Hawkeye basketball news to let you know about. We'll talk some baseball as well. It's all coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, presented by Third Base Brewery here on KGYM. And from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Gym Class coming your way here at KGYM, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, just back from Iowa City, where he's going over the audio collected from the two coordinators, Phil Parker on the defensive side, Brian Ferentz on the offensive side. They talked earlier on today. You'll hear that from now through 7 o'clock tonight. Local programming taking you to 7, and then we've got first place Twins baseball, Twins and the Astros. Twins winning it last night. We'll have it on 107.5 FM beginning at 7 o'clock for you. And NBA action coming your way. We'll join up just ahead of tip-off tonight, as it will be a pair of game fives coming your way tonight here on KGYM. Brooklyn at Philadelphia. And that will be game number one of that doubleheader coming up tonight. And then game two to follow, I believe, is Oklahoma City. And the clip, no, that's not right. I had this up earlier, Mark. You're supposed to help me when I run into this situation. You know that, right? You got it?
I need signals here.
I got it here. NBA, I've got this. Yes, we've got the Nets and the Sixers, followed by the Thunder and the Trailblazers, game five tonight. From Portland, as both Portland and Philadelphia looking to close out the series, those two series. So we'll have those games for you on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM tonight. Good show coming up. Mike Petrillo is going to join us, talk a little Major League Baseball in about 15, 16 minutes or so. That's one of the things that we had knew we were going to cover coming into today. And then a lot of things broke loose. We knew we had the coordinators down in Iowa City talking today. That would be Brian Ferentz talking offense, Phil Parker talking defense. Not a lot of earth-shattering things coming out of there today. Just a normal, you know, who's looked good so far as spring practice is concerned, which will close up shop later on this week for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Interesting, we heard Brian Ferentz talk about the fact that Drew Cook could be in the mix as far as a tight end spot is concerned when healthy. We talked to Tom Cakert about that yesterday. And then also said that Tristan Wirfs and Alaric Jackson playing their best football so far, maturing right under their eyes. So just a couple of tidbits from Iowa City today, Mark. A
couple reporters reporting that DJ Johnson is the leader at that cash linebacker position.
Or star safety.
Yeah. We haven't heard a lot about DJ Johnson, but perhaps will. And yeah, a lot of talk about Tristan Wirfs and how he's maturing as a football player. We saw his weight room records being set on video if you were on Twitter or Facebook. But big, strong guy, and Alaric Jackson, those two guys got to be the anchor this year. But today's appearances by the coordinators provoked our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which side of the ball has more question marks for the Hawkeyes? Would it be offense or defense? Weigh in at KGYMRadio.com, and thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Phil Parker also talking more about the defense, said that Barrington Wade, Christian Welch, and Dylan Doyle, the former Iowa City West High product, been working in there a little bit as the standing defensive ends as well, pass rush situations, the Raider formation, if you will, that's been in there the last couple of seasons for the Hawkeyes. You mentioned DJ Johnson in there, Hankins a little bit, Ojemudia, and Brents have also been working at that cash position. And Parker also talked a lot about Terry Roberts today, moving up there in the cornerback spot. Kyle joins us. He was down there. Some of the highlights.
You actually just hit on the two of them. I really didn't think there was a lot of news today, per se. There was just a lot of going over the other tidbits that we've gotten from the assistants over the spring. But you just, yeah, you touched on the two big, I won't even call them big, but I thought it seemed like DJ Johnson has a little bit of a leg up at the cash position. And also Terry Roberts, that, you know, I'm not all that familiar with him, not all that familiar with the name, but he was mentioned last week as a guy who's impressed LeVar Woods in the punt return game, said he's very athletic, very quick, really can do stuff with the ball in his hands. And then Phil Parker mentioned him again today, said that he's worked his way into being a guy who he would be comfortable putting on the field at cornerback. And so maybe just a name to remember there. Terry Roberts, going to be seeing him on the field coming up.
Can you talk about sports gambling?
I misunderstood what you said there. No, there was not. There was not. I don't think it came up.
Okay.
I was taking vigorous notes. I don't think it came up.
It's not. Well, it's not a law yet. It did pass the House yesterday.
You know what, though?
It's ready for the governor's signature.
He did not comment on gambling, but Brian Ferentz maybe towed the line with he mentioned Gavin Williams by name. And I don't know. I haven't looked into the details of this, but Brian thought that he might have committed an NCAA violation there. The room rejoiced in laughter, but some of the higher ups were not laughing. So I'm not sure if Brian Ferentz got himself in trouble today or not.
Gavin Williams, of course, is the running back formerly at Southeast Polk, now going to play his senior season at West Des Moines Dowling. So, yes, has not signed as of yet. So, cannot mention him by name. You know what? It's going to be one of those, hey, here's what happened. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a big deal. Everything's going to be fine. Trust us on that one. 319-366-1600. Hertzien & Stocker Jewelers text line is available to you. Hertzien & Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. So football news there a little bit. We'll get to more football news on the professional side coming up later on after we talk to Mike Petrillo. But my Kansas City Chiefs making waves. They made the first big wave ahead of the draft, which is about a little more than 48 hours away, as the Chiefs trade for Frank Clark, the fine defensive end, former Michigan Wolverine, and now with the Seattle Seahawks. We'll get to that in a little bit. But the other news out of Iowa City today, Mark, was basketball related, interestingly enough, on April the 23rd. But it's you know what? You it's a monkey see, monkey do situation here. If everybody else is doing it and you're not doing it, you're going to fall behind. And I think we're seeing that as far as the transfer portal is concerned for a lot of men's basketball teams around the country, Power 5 teams, Power Conference teams, and that includes the Iowa Hawkeyes, as not one, not two, but three players today made their intentions known that they are going to take a visit to Iowa City and see what everything is like under Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa basketball
team. Yeah, Marquette transfers Sam and Joey Hauser are going to schedule a visit or have scheduled a visit. And that plus Notre Dame transfer DJ Harvey, a 6'6 wing, former top 50 recruit, is going to visit May 2 through 4. He was telling the Des Moines Register that. He's out of Dematha Catholic in Maryland, a storied program out there. Harvey played his AAU basketball with Iowa's Luca Garza.
Yes. They all
so
have
there is a connection.
They
there.
All have connections, and they were all at least contacted during the recruiting process by Iowa and Fran McCaffrey, especially the Hauser boys, as a little bit closer to home, obviously. That would be Sam and Joey Hauser, and they played for Marquette last year. Sam was a junior, and Joey was a freshman. Sam 6'8", Joey 6'9". All three of those guys, no matter what, will have to, if they go wherever they go, are going to have to sit out a year. Sam is not a grad transfer. He did not graduate from Marquette, so he does have to sit out 1 year. Joey, of course, has to sit out a year after his freshman campaign, and Harvey has to sit out a year as well. But Iowa has two scholarships to give now for next season, for 2019-2020.
Sam Hauser is 6'8", Joey is 6'9", and the competition for their skills are pretty keen. They also plan to visit Virginia, Wisconsin, and Michigan State.
Yeah, not bad. Not a bad group, but at least Iowa is in there. What do you think about it? Iowa getting into the transfer portal business here. Iowa State's been doing it for some time. We know that. Did it before there was a transfer portal, getting a lot of guys in there. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the Hurtien at Stocker Jewelers text line, talk about that a little bit, the Hauser boys and their visit coming to Iowa. Don't know the dates for that, I don't believe. But like you said, Harvey is going to come in early May, 2nd through the 4th that weekend, mm-hmm. and visit and see what he thinks about the campus as far as Iowa is concerned. By the way, I did check today because the deadline did pass for underclassmen declaring for the NBA draft, Mark. Always a topic of mine, and I like to take a look at that each year.
Well over 100, right?
Not quite to 100.
Oh, okay.
Not quite to 100 this year. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. And there's only 60 draft choices. There's only 60 players that can be drafted. And you've got almost 100 underclassmen that are in there. So the math does not work very well. Now, a lot of these guys are going to come back after not being drafted, but there are quite a few that have signed mm-hmm. with an agent. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, 14 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to jump aside, take an early break here. Mike Petrillo is going to join us. We're going to talk some baseball. We'll talk more about the basketball. We're going to talk about the Chiefs trade with Frank Clark as well coming in, as he's going to be the new pass rushing defensive end for Kansas City. So all that and more coming up. Gym class. We also have a family four-pack of tickets for a future Colonels game. We're going to give those away before 4 o'clock today as well. Back with more after this.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber window line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more, in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
At Menards, nobody beats our prices, so you can save big money on your painting projects. Max Bond Exterior Flat Paint and Primer in 1 from Dutch Boy features a no-prep, no-prime formula for superior adhesion to newer previously painted surfaces. Just $33.98 a gallon after rebate. Additional sizes and finishes are also on sale. Get these and other great savings during Menards' Spring Catalog Sale, now through May 5th. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Mother's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Many mammals and birds include the expansive grassland of Target Field along their migratory path. In April, this ecosystem attracts animal activity from deadly predators such as the Detroit tiger to songbirds like the Toronto blue jay. No stranger to this adversity, the Twins fan comes prepared with several layers of clothing and, of course, a plaid flap cap. On April 27th, the elusive Baltimore Oriole will pay its visit, and the first 10,000 fans will receive a plaid flap cap courtesy of Pepsi.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There is a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Spring is a time for new beginnings and new ways to get smart rock and roll. Smart FM's got you covered with your favorite tunes spanning decades. Lacing up your running shoes? Tune to Smart FM. Getting ready to grill on the deck? Season your steak with Smart FM. Shining up those golf clubs in the garage? Keep your radio locked on Smart FM. Eastern Iowa's home for smart rock. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
The Trailblazers get the split in OKC and move within one win of the conference semifinals. Can the Thunder survive a must-win Game 5?
Tonight at 9:30 on The Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you on The Gym Class for a Tuesday at 3:17. Talk Major League Baseball with you on Tuesdays. And going to do that right now. Mike Petrillo joining us from MLB.com to do we're about a month into the Major League Baseball season. And Mike joins us here on this sunny Tuesday in Eastern Iowa. And Mike, let's start off with the Boston Red Sox. Chris Sale called himself out the other day, and it helped, I guess, a little bit, but didn't help as far as wins and losses are concerned. Red Sox lose again with Chris Sale on the mound today.
Yeah, it's not great, and their problems go a lot deeper than just Chris Sale. Obviously, Nathan Eovaldi just had some surgery, so he'll be out for a while. But really, the biggest things for me are, you know, Mookie Betts and especially Jackie Bradley Jr., who are just not hitting at all. And we knew that this team was going to have some bullpen problems as well, and then you kind of combine everything going wrong at once. Like, Sale isn't pitching well, Porcello's not pitching well, Betts isn't doing anything, Bradley's not doing anything. I mean, this is still a good team. I still think they're going to be in the thick of it, but you know, they have a lot of problems right now because that Tampa Bay team is for real. They are no joke, and it would not surprise me if the Rays actually end up taking this division, which is kind of a stunner when you think about the Yankees and Red Sox there.
Mike, I'm a Twins fan, and reading one of your pieces, I was stunned by this sentence that you had. Since August 1st, 2017, Jorge Polanco has hit better than Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, Francisco Lindor, or Chris Bryant. Wow.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? And, you know, from my point of view, I'd kind of forgotten how young Polanco was when he came up. You know, he was only 20 years old when he made his debut. Didn't play that much for the next three seasons. And it looked like at the end of 2017, he was putting it together. He hit over 300 those last 2 months. And then, of course, he got suspended last year and missed the first 80 games. No one really paid attention to him when he came back. He was fine. But if you look at him this year, he is off to an incredible start. He had four hits last night against Houston. He had a five-hit game recently. And I know that August 1st date is somewhat arbitrary, and he's done it in fewer games because he missed that time with the suspension. But he looks like he's the real deal, and it's kind of funny to think about. He's still younger than Byron Buxton, even though he's been around for so long. He's only 25. He's a couple months younger than Buxton. And this is a Twins team that I think can really take advantage of the American League Central, because Cleveland is a mess as far as I'm concerned. They did almost nothing to improve themselves this winter. So I have to say, go Twins, go. I think Polanco is going to be a huge part of this.
I was just going to ask you about the American League Central. And you take a look at it on paper, everyone's looking at Cleveland. Some are looking at Minnesota. Detroit's had a good start so far. The White Sox are showing a little bit of signs of life before maybe 2020 and 2021, when a lot of these youngsters are coming up. But this is an opportunity for the Minnesota Twins.
It's really now or never. I mean, Cleveland has been dominating this division for so long. The other three teams, I know Detroit's gotten off to a decent start, but none of those three teams are going anywhere this year. And if they are going to, you know, make a move, I think now is the time. Like, every time somebody talks about Dallas Keuchel or Craig Kimbrell, you think about the Twins, because they'd be a really good fit there. They could definitely use some pitching help, but the lineups looked good. Buxton looked really good. As I said, Polanco's been fantastic. Nelson Cruz is an incredible signing for them. So they're in first place right now, and they're never going to have the pitching that Cleveland does. But when you look at the Indians, you know, Lindor's been hurt. Ramirez hasn't hit. That lineup is generally terrible. The window is wide open for Minnesota, and I really think they need to be aggressive in trades and moves to kind of open that as soon as they can.
At this early juncture, Mike, and it's not even the end of April, but you can throw a blanket over the National League, essentially, save Miami. Who are you in for the long haul with?
I think the Dodgers are very clearly the best team in that division. That probably the two best teams in baseball for me are the Astros and the Dodgers. And that's partially because, you know, the rest of that division is somewhat rebuilding. The Giants haven't been good for a couple years, and the Diamondbacks took a step back. And the Padres will be good, but I don't think they're ready yet. And the Rockies have been kind of a disaster. And I think it was pretty clear to me that that lineup was not going to have enough juice in it and they've, you know, had some injuries, but they've really underperformed. Meanwhile, the Dodgers are just crushing everybody. I mean, Cody Bellinger looks like the MVP of the NL right now, him or Christian Yelich. So to me, I think of all six divisions in baseball, that is the clearest outcome right now, is that the Dodgers are going to run away with that division for what would be, what, the seventh year in a row? And it's hard to see when that streak is going to stop, to be honest.
How about the NL Central?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I still believe in the Cubs. You know, I don't really believe in the Pirates, to be honest. I know they've gotten off to a good start. The pitching has looked phenomenal, but they just don't have the bats. I picked the Cardinals at the beginning of the year, and I still believe in them because Marcelo Ozuna looks great. Some of the young pitching has been really good. But I think of any of the divisions, this one looked the tightest at the beginning of the year, and I think it's going to be the tightest at the end of the year. I mean, even the Reds, who have dug themselves probably too deep of a hole, are only 4.5 games out of first place. And I think they'll have to sell off because they got off such a bad start. But really, all five of these teams you could see making a run, and it's probably going to be the most fun division to watch for the next 4 or 5 months.
Well, you got Goldschmidt hitting for the Cardinals early on anyway. And the Cardinal lineup, really, really good at this point and very, very potent too.
It is, and it's kind of interesting. Like, Marcelo Ozuna having this huge bounce back is great because he's someone I've always been a fan of. I dug into some of these guys today. I think, you know, Colton Wong is not actually going to slug like 550 or whatever he's at now. That's just not the type of player he is. And I'm sort of down on Dexter Fowler, you know, being anything more than league average at best. But they're deep. I mean, they have Jose Martinez, who is a really strong hitter, basically riding the bench because they just can't find room for him. As you said, Goldschmidt was a huge addition. And Matt Carpenter is off to kind of a slow start. You know, he's off to like a league average start. He's much better than that. I do think this is the best lineup top to bottom in the NL Central, but there's so much other competition in that division. It's going to be tough for them to pull away, and I don't think they will until the end of the season.
You talked a little bit about the American League East and the woes for Boston, the injuries for the Yankees, the way Tampa Bay is playing. I saw Toronto against the Twins and really kind of impressed with the lineup. They suffered a pitching loss, but Vlad Guerrero Jr., do you expect him soon?
It sounds like he's going to be up in the next week or so. We don't have an exact date, and I think they are going to be on a road trip, so they'll probably want to do it at home. But he's going to be up sooner than later, and I had picked him as my AL Rookie of the Year choice, even knowing he would not be up for the start of the season, because he looks truly special. He is going to be a game-changing bat, and that's not going to be enough for them this year, not with three very good teams in that division. But he's going to be special, and then they've also got Bo Bichette, who unfortunately just broke his finger hitting the other day, so he'll be out for a little while. But they've got a couple of interesting prospects who are going to come up, and you know they just don't have the pitching, I think, especially now that Matt Schumacher got hurt. They're probably going to trade Stroman and or Sanchez or both before the end of the year, but they're going to get so much attention when Vlad Jr. comes up, and it's all going to be warranted. I mean, the hype around him is massive, and all of it deserved, so far as I can tell. He's going to be one of the best hitters in the league from day one.
Mike Petrello joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. You got Guerrero up. You got Tatis. Jimenez is up with the White Sox. This is a pretty darn good year in 2019 for rookies.
Yeah, it is. And Victor Robles is also a rookie in Washington. And then don't forget Pete Alonso, who's playing first base here in New York for the Mets, and off to a really fantastic start. You know, as I've said for a while, I think we have the most talented group of players probably in baseball history playing right now. And that extends to the rookies, too. I mean, as you mentioned, all those names have come up, and they've been pretty impressive from day one, and there's obviously far more than that. So some of these names are going to be household names sooner than people think.
How much is the ball juiced?
Well, I don't like that term because it implies intent, as though somebody went there and said, hey, let's change the ball. It does feel like it's flying a little differently. You know, it certainly seems like we're going to crush another home run record, but you know, I wouldn't use that term, but there have been studies that suggest the drag is lower. Maybe something changed a little bit on the skin covering. So whether that's a manufacturing thing or something else, I don't think anybody has any idea, but if you like home runs, then you will very much enjoy the 2019 baseball season.
Mike, you're an analytic guy. Is the shift with us for the long haul? I mean, it confounds me. Every baseball game I see, the shift is on and a guy can't hit the other way or, you know, lay down a bunt and just to get on base. And I'm curious about the long haul effectiveness of the shift.
Well, I think it is. I think the reason you don't see more guys trying to do that is if they do that, then they've already lost the battle. You know, like if you have Bryce Harper or Joey Gallo or some awesome power bat, and he's up there trying to think about something other than hitting the ball hard, now he's trying to think about a grounder the other way or putting a bunt down, which is something he may not be very good at. Well, then you've changed the batter from being an incredible hitter to, you know, at best a guy who maybe will get a single. And who cares at that point whether he does it successfully or not? If you are the opposing team and you've convinced him that's what he needs to do, then that is a battle won. And I think it's a really fun cat and mouse game. I don't think you're going to see any less of it happening. And I'm not sure there's a good reason to. I don't think it's actually like a benefit to the game to ban it, to be honest.
Let's face it, there are only about 10 guys in this league that can bunt anyway anymore. So it's not a really big deal.
Yeah, no, I think bunting is dead. That's never coming back.
No. Well, the stolen base, you do have guys out there that can run, have been given the green light. That's refreshing to see a little bit, but I almost think that's not a really big part of the lexicon of baseball anymore either.
No, not really. I mean, you're seeing teams like Kansas City collecting all these speed guys, and you know they're fun to watch, but the Royals aren't very good. I mean, I think you know, the style of baseball kind of comes and goes with every decade or so. So it might come a point where you see it coming back. But I think so long as you're seeing so many home runs, it just doesn't make much sense to risk having a base runner thrown out for the, you know, for gaining 90 feet, which isn't that valuable if you hit a home run anyway. So it is unlikely to me that we're going to see the return of stolen bases anytime soon.
Before I let you go, next New York Yankee to go in the IL will be who?
Oh, man, that's an unfair question. You know, it's a more difficult question to answer than you'd think, because that requires us knowing exactly who all the guys on the IL are right this second, which is always kind of a moving target. But I'll say I think CeCe Sabathia is healthy right now. It feels unlikely he's going to stay healthy for the remainder of the season, and it's too bad. I mean, this is a really good team. They're going to get these guys back soon, and they're going to be really good. But, man, I can't remember a stretch of injuries like this. The lineup they rolled out the other day, I thought maybe it was a split squad game in Florida in March, because that is not a major league lineup right now.
Still only 2.5 games out behind Tampa Bay and in second place, so they've been treading water.
Yeah, that says a lot about the incredible depth that they've, you know, picked up. Listen, they still have Tanaka, and Paxton's been fantastic. And Ottavino and Zach Britton and all these guys, they just need to get some of the bats back. They need Judge. I know he'll be out for a while. They need Stanton. Sanchez should be back soon. Like, this has slowed them down, but they are probably still the most talented team in that division.
Yeah. Mike, good stuff as always. We'll look forward to more at MLB.com. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you down the line here.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. Mike Petrello joining us here on the Gym Class on a Tuesday here on KGYM. At 3:30, coming up on 3:30 here on a Tuesday afternoon. We're going to get into some NFL talk here in just a little bit. Maybe hear a little bit from the coordinators as well, as both Brian Ferentz and Phil Parker met the media today down in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes go into the final week as far as spring football preparations are concerned. By the way, Iowa State has wrapped up spring practice, and we're going to talk with Rob Gray coming up on Friday, get his thoughts about how the spring went for the Iowa State football team, and we will do that at that time. So get everybody taken care of here. And it was interesting to read, before we get to our break here, Mark, interesting to read the Gazette, some of the guys, KJ Pilcher, talking about Division III has spring football now, which is something I did not know until this year. But they've got, they cannot have a game, spring game, but they can have X number of practices and get out there and just go over some things, which is kind of a neat situation.
You know, I didn't realize that either, and why not? There's demands on time, sure. But
these guys are out there doing it for the love of the game.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's a good thing. Yeah, almost as many, if not the same number of sessions that the Division I players can have.
Yeah. So that's neat to see. Neat to see out there. By the way, Evan Flood on Twitter just a little bit ago, and he covers the Wisconsin Badgers for 24/7 Sports. He is reporting that Sam Hauser and Joey Hauser are going to take their official visits this weekend to Wisconsin and then to Michigan State the following weekend. So you got to think Iowa is somewhere down the line after that in May. Middle of May toward Memorial Day anyway, as far as the Hausers are concerned. And That was news a little bit earlier on. We'll talk a little bit more about that, get your thoughts about it as well, as Iowa looking into the transfer portal a little bit for men's basketball as they get looking toward 2019 and 2020 with a couple of late scholarships to give for the Hawkeyes. 3:31. We're going to take a break. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up a family four-pack of tickets to see Cedar Rapids Colonels baseball. By the way, Colonels in action this afternoon. Not too good in the first game of a doubleheader up in Appleton, Grand Chute, Wisconsin. Appleton. that goes way back. Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers defeated the Colonels 9-0 in the first game, a one-hit shutout, but the Colonels have jumped on Wisconsin 1-0 early in game number two. And we've got tickets to see Colonels baseball coming up at Veterans Memorial Stadium, Perfect Game Field. Colonels will be back home next Tuesday, April the 30th, when they welcome in the Bowling Green Hot Rods on a Twins Tuesday. We've got four tickets for a future Twins game to call our six at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. Your check engine light may indicate a variety of issues, from a loose gas cap to a bad catalytic converter. No matter the problem, our free Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely cause, saving you time and money down the road. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, everybody, it's Chris Atterbury from Houston. The Twins back at it against the Astros for game two of this three-game series. They'll try to make it two straight with Michael Pineda on the mound opposite Wade Miley. On your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
You ready?
Yes.
Michael Pineda on the mound tonight for the Minnesota Twins. Wade Miley for the Houston Astros. We've got it at 7 o'clock, 107.5 FM. NBA playoff doubleheader on 1600 and 106.3. James in Center Point is the winner of our family four-pack of tickets to see a future Colonels game. So thank you very much for listening and calling in, James. We do appreciate it. 3:36 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Talked a little bit earlier on about Iowa basketball. In case you missed it, Sam and Joey Hauser, they are going to be visiting Iowa, one of their four schools that they are going to be visiting. The brothers, with 1 year of eligibility remaining, that is Sam. Joey with 3 years of eligibility remaining. They both have to sit out a year. Also going to Wisconsin, Michigan State, as well as national champion Virginia. DJ Harvey, the wing man, former top 50 national guy from Notre Dame, will have to sit out a year as well. He'll have 2 years of eligibility remaining, and we'll see. He'll be coming in early May.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that all plays out. Iowa with two scholarships available now with Tyler Cook and Macy Daly not coming back to the Iowa basketball team. So looking to fill those through the grad transfer portal. Well, this would just be the transfer portal because mm-hmm. they both have to sit out a year. 319-366-1600. That is our Hertinus Dr. Jewelers text line. And you can get in touch with us via that route here today on a Tuesday.
Again, the Iowa coordinators met the media today, and we'll have audio of that now and before 7 o'clock on local programming. Poll question today. You can weigh in, kgymradio.com. Which side of the ball has more question marks for the Hawkeyes? Would it be the offense or the defense? Go ahead and vote, kgymradio.com, and thanks again to Emil's Hideaway.
Good question. Good question today. And I've been thinking about this for on and off for the last 35-ish minutes or so, and I'm almost tempted to say the defense at this point, Mark. As far as Iowa is concerned with the defensive front, yes, A.J. Epines is really, really good. We understand that. Linebackers, you got some guys coming back, but you got guys in new places. You got a brand new defensive scheme you're rolling out for the first time for an entire season. And, you know, good people in the secondary, but you need somebody to kind of step up, I think, as far as a corner and a safety position is concerned, or the star position, whatever the case may be.
I don't want to influence the vote, and I know you don't either, but I think it's the offense, basically because two guys are going to hear their names on Thursday, most likely, T.J. Hockenson and Noah Fant, gone from the program, and building up that tight end position again. Nate Weeding back, Sean Beyer, Drew Cook, names out there that could take the next step, and wide receiver, I still think, needs to develop talent and depth. But by and large, I think it's pretty close.
Offensive line, though, looks to be very solid.
Mm-hmm.
And the quarterback position, obviously, with Nate Stanley coming back for his third year, looks to be very solid.
But then again, that offensive line didn't have that great a year. Their per carry average, rushing per game average for Iowa last year was low. Only scored, I think, 6 rushing touchdowns, maybe 7. So it's one of those classic comments. You got all these guys coming back from what?
True. But got people looking at the next level and loving Wirfs and Jackson out there. So, yeah, double-edged sword, I guess, if you will. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Your thoughts welcome on the Hertinus Dr. Jewelers text line. Again, Hertinus Dr. Jewelers, and they are located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. Well, NFL football news to get the draft week started. The Chiefs and the Seahawks kicked the tires a little bit today and got everything rolling as Seattle and the Chiefs come together for a trade. Frank Clark going from Seattle to Kansas City. The pass rushing edge, you can't say defensive end anymore, Mark. It's now edge.
He's an edge guy.
Former Michigan Wolverine goes from Seattle to Kansas City. Seattle is going to get the Chiefs' number one draft choice on Thursday night. They'll also get one of the Chiefs' number two picks next year in the second round. Chiefs fans, Chiefs still have 3 picks in the top 100 for this year's draft. So that's not the worst bit of news, I guess. A few things to throw out there. The Chiefs looked I know one of the Chiefs beat writers tweeted out a little bit earlier on what the defense could look like for next year. And the Chiefs defense was just as good as the Chiefs offense was. The Chiefs defense was opposite of that last year. Just horrific. And the Chiefs look to have 8 new defensive starters. They're going to go from the 3-4 to the 4-3. You got Clark moving in there now in the D Ford spot. You have no Eric Berry in the secondary. That's now Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu back there for Kansas City. And Breland Speaks with a little bit bigger role as far as the Chiefs are concerned. A lot of new faces on that Kansas City defense this year. Not to mention the fact that Frank Clark, also a guy with a little bit of baggage out there. He's had some domestic abuse problems in his background. And with what the Chiefs went through with Kareem Hunt, what they're may be going through with Tyreek Hill now coming up in the next few weeks, months. We'll have to wait and see on that. People kind of questioning why the Chiefs would bring in someone else with a little bit of a checkered past, which I think is a legitimate question.
It is a legitimate question. Nevertheless, CBS Sports has now made the Chiefs Super Bowl favorites with the Clark acquisition.
Interesting. Well, I told the guys in the sports office earlier on, I said that the window is open right now for the Chiefs. And who knows what's going to happen with Tyreek Hill. You already had the situation with Kareem Hunt. The Chiefs acted quickly. Browns have picked up Kareem Hunt now. The Browns are coming on. That offense is scary in Cleveland at this point. But the Chiefs nearly made the Super Bowl last year with a defense that set NFL records for ineptness. What can they do with a defense that's a little bit better, but banking on the fact that Patrick Mahomes is going to be that good? I don't think he can be that good, but just a sliver of maybe what he put out there in his MVP.
Are the Chargers going to fall off that much?
No, Chargers are going to be really, really good. Really good. Those two teams making the playoffs last year.
Interesting division.
What do you think, Chiefs fans? 319-366-1600. Your thoughts about the Frank Clark trade here today? 319-366-1600.
In regards to the poll question, Ryan in Walford, also known as Mr. Cheeks, says he would say it's the defense that has more holes, which bodes well for this season, in my opinion. The offense seems to be coming along nicely, and we could see some big surprises at wide receiver. Our defensive line is going to be among the best in the country again. If our biggest question is on the defensive side of the ball, that's a good thing. We typically rebuild on defense and don't skip a beat. I think the defensive line will be good. It's the depth that is a question mark, and that's what Iowa hung its hat on last year. They had 7-8 guys interchangeable, maybe not interchangeable, but serviceable.
When missing real
to rotate.
Wasn't a big drop-off from the ones to the twos last year. Now, you don't see that on a yearly basis as far as college football is concerned, but yeah, I would agree with Ryan. That's what Iowa needs to do this spring is get the depth on that defensive line. We talked a little bit about that yesterday with Tom Cakert and who's going to step up.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Phil Parker talked a little bit about the edge rushers today, who's going to be the stand-up guys in there. But
Epinesa is going to be in a different role. He's going to be on the field more than he has been in about time.
And he's going to see some double teams quite a bit out there, which has the opportunity to free some other guys up.
Mm-hmm.
But who's going to be the depth on the inside of that defensive line? I think that's what we need to look at, too, as far as Iowa football is concerned. And I know one of those guys trying to play in there and trying to get some playing time is former walk-on Dallas Jacobus out of Kennedy. So see if he can make his name in there and step up a little bit. Could see two former Cougars playing some roles for the Iowa Hawkeyes this year, along with Sean Beyer on the offensive end as tight end. And Drew Cook, we mentioned that earlier on, but Brian Ferentz had good things to say about Drew Cook, who's a little bit banged up right now, but he's going to make his presence known, and obviously that's the reason why he made the change in positions from quarterback to the tight end spot.
You just almost have to be resolved to the fact Iowa is not going to be as good at tight end as it was last year.
Well, same thing with Mahomes. How can you be that good at tight end?
Right.
How can the Chiefs be that good at quarterback as they were last year?
Doesn't mean Iowa won't have good tight ends, but unlikely you're going to have two number one draft picks again.
There you go. There you go. By the way, John Rothstein covers college basketball, has just tweeted out Michigan's Jordan Poole, is staying in the 2019 NBA draft, which will hurt John Beilein and the Michigan Wolverines next year. Interesting. What's going to happen with Nick Ward? Cassius Winston coming back from Michigan State. Nick Ward has put his name into the draft, says he's leaning toward signing an agent. I don't know if Nick Ward's going to get drafted. Could be a Tyler Cook situation, but boy, if Ward decides to come back, Michigan State now overwhelmingly is your favorite, I think, going into the Big Ten men's basketball season next year. 3:47 here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And we're going to get to another topic. Came out after we were off the air yesterday. We'll do that after our final break coming up here, and then have Alex or Todd come in as well before we get to the 4 o'clock hour and preview what's on their show here today. But had a hiring yesterday we'll talk about, and we'll do that when we come back. Gym Class coming your way for Tuesday here on KGYM.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers Slip-Ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell, you'll never pay full price for gas again.
Even if my car horn sounds like this?
Sure.
Even if I always blast techno in my car?
Yeah.
Even if I drive for miles with the turn signal on?
Of course, even then. It's time to save 5 cents per gallon or more on every fill, every day with instant gold status. Visit FuelRewards.com to join now and save today. Active gold status required. See FuelRewards.com/gold for details. At participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that brake job done. At AutoZone, we have everything you need to do it right. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralast brake bundle has the proven tough Duralast pads and rotors you need to do the complete job, starting at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
After dropping Game 1 at home, the 76ers respond with 3 straight wins. Now the Nets face a must-win Game 5 on the road.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on The Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you here on the Gym Class for a Tuesday on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Brian Haas will join us here in studio, and also going to be talking with the leaders of the Crandic Tour, the Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Tour. That will be coming up on Wednesday. And your questions for Brian as well, because by now everyone's had a chance to get out, I think, and play a little bit. You should have anyway. Get that yard work done, little honey-do list, and make sure you get a little golf in. Those are the three requisites
Yeah. Maybe not in that order.
Not in that order before April the 24th. 319-366-1600. That's a Hurtina's Dr. Jewelers text line. By the way, the gym class being presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated. Stop on by for a quick lunch after work. Bring the family in for an affordable and delicious meal. Appreciate everything they do over at Third Base Brewery. Yesterday, shortly after we went off the air, and I don't get a lot of things right, but this was one I did get right, Mark. Mike Mannerscheid resigned shortly after the basketball season over at Marion as a boys basketball coach. And you kind of, along with two others, Ryan Lersman at Xavier and Brandon Horman over at Jefferson. And you kind of go through your mind, well, who might be a guy who will step in there, who would want the job and would do a good job at the school? And first name I came up with at Marion was Pete Messerly. The Messerly family has been synonymous with Marion over the years. Of course, Dave, the Hall of Fame football coach, still coaching on the girls' basketball staff, along with Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Pete doing assistant coaching in football, I think with Dad in golf right now a little bit as well, and has been an assistant for Corby Lobby and the girls' basketball program over there in Marion. And yesterday, the Indians made the announcement that he will take over the boys' basketball program for the Marion Indians. So that's great for Pete, known Pete for, since he was a player for the Marion Indians, and even before that a little bit.
Well, the lineage is there. There's no question about that. And the fact that Pete has put in his time, he's worked under Corby and his dad and others, I think a perfect time for him. He's in his mid-30s and obviously passionate about the game and I think a very good hire for Marion.
Very good hire. And this will be the first head coaching hire that Pete has had. He's, like I said, has been an assistant for many of the sports out there, football and golf, girls basketball, what have you. But the time, it's time, I think, to make that next step. And I think Marion made a very good choice right there. Now, with that being said, I know that Corby and Dave Messerly and Josh Claypool and others are going to miss him big time on the girls' staff. Been an integral part of that run that Marion has had over the last 5-6 years or so on the girls' side. But things change, and time to move on as far as getting a head coaching position is concerned.
I have a sports view coming up for tomorrow afternoon. It'll air in the 1 o'clock hour, and that's one of the topics I considered. I did not choose that topic, but not necessarily Messerly's hire, but high school coaching in general. And Scott, you and I have seen many coaches come and go, and really three young guys are getting out of it. Lersman and Horman want to spend more time with their family, and Mannerscheid is looking to do something else. But this is a profession, as you know, that men and women are not in it for the money. They're in it for the love of the sport, the love of coaching. And rare is it now that you see a guy or a gal in it for,
like a John Raffensperger,
Bob Hilmer number of years, or John
exactly.
Raffensperger, or Larry Niemeyer in his day, Don King at Washington when he was working, Bob Landis at Linmar. You still have those men and women, but it's a profession, it's influence in many, parents come into it now.
Yeah.
We've seen coaches leave because of parental involvement, too much involvement. But rare is the man or woman that is in it for a long period of time, and I guess I kind of understand when folks want to step away.
Yeah, Jeff Johnson had an excellent piece in the Gazette about a week ago. If it wasn't last Sunday, it was a week prior to that, as far as talking with some of the Metro coaches on exactly how much time. And they all admit that the time factor is probably the biggest, and I don't even want to say negative, just it's different now than it used to be.
It's a huge factor because these men and women have either teaching positions that they report at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning and spend all day in the classroom, or they have outside jobs that work 7 to 3, 8 to 4, 9 to 5, and then come in and devote a few more hours to coaching and film work and what have you, and then they go on the road on Tuesday night in basketball season and get back at midnight and on and on and on.
You didn't have the summer work as well and the off-season work as much, I'll say back then, 10, 20 years ago, that you do now. A sport is a year-round venture, basically. You may be in, and we hope you are, because I like to see all-around athletes. But even if you are playing basketball, you're still, football weight training, or whatever the case may be. Or you're wrestling, and there is a little bit of weight training. But, yeah, that's, it's completely different now than it was 20 years ago. There's all that summer work and off-season work that you have to put in if you're a coach.
Yeah, you've got, I know at least a couple right now of, football coaches or PE teachers that'll be in at early PE at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning for their athletes. Then they teach throughout the day, and then they might be the track coach.
Yep.
After that. Man, that's a full day.
It is a full day. And I think most schools now have the PE programs that help out as far as the athletics are concerned.
Early bird, early performance, whatever it's
performance
called.
Performance PE, things like that out there. I think I saw Todd in the hallway there going through. There he comes. He's in there. Todd made my day earlier today by...
trading for Frank Clark?
No, but I think that was a biggie. No, you put up a nice gif of a Wings episode that made me laugh today. So.
Oh, that was all Jason Benetti.
Yeah, he got it going, but you kind of tied the bow on it, put the cherry on top. Yeah, you see what you did there. See what you did there. Coordinators, you got more talk, more sound coming up that Kyle's working on.
Yeah, it sounds like Brian Ferentz tried to add Scott Docterman to the coaching staff today to hear that audio coming up, but we'll hear from Brian and Phil. Mark Morehouse is going to stop by on the program. And Jake Arrieta had some interesting things to say about Bryce Harper last night after Harper got thrown out of the game. Funny thing is, something similar happened to Arrieta when he was in Chicago. So we're going to talk about that on the show today as well.
Yeah, some good stuff there. And what would you, you helped us with the poll question. Actually, you came up with the poll question today.
Are you blaming me?
No, I think it's a great...
Is it not a popular poll question?
It's we've gotten a lot of... There's not really one... What makes a great question is there's not one answer that stands out over the other. And I think this is a great example of that. Because you can see offense, some of that needs to be worked on, and some defensive questions as well with this
Iowa
football team.
Right now, 60% are saying defense has more holes than the offense.
I think I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But I would say about a 50-50 split in the voting, so that doesn't surprise me either.
Yeah, I think we'll see how it plays out by 7 o'clock. But more Hawkeye football talk and more coming up on the program today. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. Don't go far.
Did you see theme games have been announced at the University of Iowa, Todd?
When is Game of Thrones night? I'll make sure that I'm unavailable.
I don't think there's anything to do. It'll be done by then, won't it? All done
we
by then?
We can only hope.
I'm not seeing a moment of it. Mark,
get back
not
to me when there's a Wings night.
A moment. We do need a remake of Wings. All right, stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. Caddy Smack tomorrow, beginning at 3 o'clock on the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Brickley. Here's what's happening on SportsCenter. The Seahawks and Chiefs agree on a trade that sends defensive end Frank Clark to the Chiefs.